Post-election results leave Sri Lanka's faith community uncertain. Religious freedom is less free in Belarus, and growth comes to a children's outreach in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka's Christians are facing uncertainty in the wake of the presidential election. Religious freedom is more of a concern now that the president-elect favors an alliance with nationalist parties. Glenn Penner is with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
We know that his allies in the Buddhist Monk Party are going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on him to pass anti-conversion legislation. And so Christians in Sri Lanka are praying and asking us to pray that we would not see this type of legislation enforced in Sri Lanka.
Religious tensions are likely to increase in the days ahead. Penner says they'll maintain their vigil because they need to keep the working church on alert.
We're going to continue to monitor this. We will continue to stay in close contact with our contacts in Sri Lanka and continue to find out where will this legislation stand. This type of legislation tends to slide in under the radar, and they try to pass it when no one is noticing.
Next, it appears that religious freedom in Belarus may become less free. Forum 18 News Service obtained a report indicating the state is upset with its failure to curtail growth in the evangelical church. Religious affairs leaders want to break up worship services by harassing, fining, and controlling religious activity. They hope to increase the pressure by December 1st. Pray that God will intervene and make their efforts futile. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board is participating in a call to prayer in the United States. It's being called Lift Up Your Voice, a call to prayer, and it's being simulcast on the church's communications network. The 90-minute event will feature Beth Moore, David Jeremiah, IMB President Jerry Rankin, and IMB missionary Carrie McDonnell, who was critically injured in Iraq last year. Rankin says the event kicks off a year-long prayer effort in support of missionaries and for the lost around the world. Go to Mission Network News for more information. Elsewhere, the number of orphans and street children in Ghana is staggering. That means children's outreaches are booming. Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says their construction team just poured the foundation for an expansion.
We have children waiting in the wings to come to Haven of Hope, and we are full to the brim, and so we are just starting construction on our second dormitory that will house another 30 children. And then also it'll enable us to separate the boys from the girls.
Every Child hopes to have the dormitory ready for occupancy next June or July. Rouster says it'll also enable them to reach more of these desperate kids.
The children of Ghana are like a sponge when you have the information and the salvation message about Jesus Christ. They are there to hear it and to absorb it.
And Life Action Ministries is dedicated to one thing, seeing God glorified through revival. One aspect of their work is with four full-time revival teams that travel around the U.S. While revival isn't something you can fabricate, Pastor Mark Black at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Indiana says the meetings did an especially important work in his heart. It changed the way he prays.
Naming people in my prayers and recognizing the sin in their life and imagining that I had it figured out. But I'm discovering now that not only am I having to confess my sin, but now I've gained a compassion for those who are struggling in sin.
Black says this type of ministry is something all pastors should experience.
I don't know how many pastors are listening to this broadcast, but brother, I'm going to tell you right now, Life Action Ministries would make an impact in your church. That is, if you want revival in your church.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the free book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book features incredible firsthand accounts of Open Doors' continuing work with the suffering church. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.